Thailand casino approval could face more delays. The process of legalizing casino resorts in Thailand is facing renewed delays due to insufficient preparatory work and missteps in public communication, according to participants at a panel discussion held during the Global Gaming Expo, G2E, Asia 2025 trade event in Macau. Industry experts expressed concerns that the legislative process, including the bidding phase for casino licenses, is likely to extend well beyond initial expectations, potentially pushing formal steps into 2027. One of the contributing factors to the delay is the recent decision by Prime Minister Pathumthorn Shinawat to postpone the reading of the Entertainment Complex Bill in Parliament. Originally scheduled for April 9, the reading was deferred due to other pressing government business. Despite speculation about disagreements among political factions, Thailand's main coalition parties have maintained that there is no division between them on the casino legalization issue. However, rising public opposition has placed additional pressure on lawmakers to tread cautiously. Paul Bromberg, senior VP for investigations in Asia at Spectrum Gaming Group, pointed out that the government did not conduct sufficient research or communicate effectively with the public before initiating the legislative process. He emphasized that the Thai government announced plans to conduct feasibility studies and economic impact assessments only after the proposed law is passed. Bromberg also stated that conducting such studies in advance would have better informed policymakers and reassured the public regarding the direction and implications of legalizing integrated casino resorts. Bromberg criticized the lack of attention to regulatory structures and transparency in the early stages of the process. He noted that although the government is now beginning to address these matters publicly, the effectiveness of those efforts depends on whether citizens and stakeholders trust the information being presented. Public debates, he said, are essential for discussing both the benefits and potential drawbacks of establishing a casino industry in the country. More intensive research needed. Ed Bowers, president of global development at MGM Resorts International, highlighted that each jurisdiction must tailor its legal framework to align with its unique policy environment and development goals. He stressed the importance of conducting feasibility studies beforehand to establish realistic expectations and to attract responsible investment. MGM Resorts has indicated that any potential venture in Thailand would likely be managed through its subsidiary, MGM China Holdings Limited. Vitaly Amansky, a senior research analyst with Seaport Research Partners, remarked that Thailand must first determine what it hopes to achieve from this initiative. He explained that investors require clear guidance to assess whether the legal and economic framework will support the viability of large-scale investments. He added that if the government aims to promote job creation, tax revenue, and tourism through integrated resorts, then it must develop investor-friendly rules that provide a reasonable return relative to market risks. Prime Minister Shinawat recently stated that members of the Phiu Thai Party have been tasked with explaining the national benefits of developing casino-inclusive tourism resorts to the public. Bromberg acknowledged that the Thai government has taken a more proactive approach in recent weeks to promote the policy. He noted that the Prime Minister has begun offering more detailed explanations about what integrated resorts entail, though he maintained that greater public engagement remains necessary.